You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down the Lal Street. The trading week has ended and so has September. All the activity that transpired on the Lal Street is what we bring to you. My name is Rakesh. You're listening to Money Control and this is an evening walk down the Lal Street.
An evening walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
Over 2,000 point fall on the Sensex, while 700 point decline on the Nifty. That sums up how the market performed in September, reflecting the pain investors went through this month. On Friday, benchmarks continued with its negative streak, with the Nifty ending the first day of October series below the 11,000 mark. In fact, CNBC TV 18 reports that benchmarks saw a biggest monthly decline since October 2008, while Nifty Midcap and Bank Nifty posted their biggest ever monthly fall. October 2008, as you might well recall, was the peak of Lehman Brothers crisis. Friday's trade was dominated by a weakness in other major sectors such as metals and automobiles, while financials traded lower as well. But their performance was a tad better as compared to auto and metals. Nifty FMCG and Bank Nifty have ended in the green. Selling in the mid-caps have also been one of the major factors for the markets to fall today. The day did, however, begin on a good note following positive global cues. There was a good handover from Asia as well as Wall Street, but volatility later in the day and sell-off in the mid-caps weighed big on the frontline indices. At the close of market hours today, the Sensex closed down 97 points, or 0.2%, at 36,227.1, and the Nifty was down 44.4 points, or 0.4%, to close at 10,933.1, thereby also giving up the 11,000 mark, which is the key psychological support level for Nifty 50. The market breadth was negative as 526 shares advanced against a decline of 2,101 shares, almost four times as many, while 159 shares remained unchanged. Shares of Axis Bank, ITC and Wipro were the top gainers, while Yes Bank, Hero MotoCorp and Indiabulls Housing lost the most today. Jayant Manglik, president of Religare Broking, said in a statement, and I quote, "Markets started the new F&O expiry on a weak note as Nifty lost nearly 0.5% amid volatility. Moreover, stocks were trashed badly across the board. It started with a decline in select banking and NBFC counters, which later engulfed the others as well," unquote. It's a tough situation as participants are hoping for a breather, but markets are in no mood to stop this carnage. More than the benchmark index, a severe decline on stock-specific front has triggered panic among the participants. The advice from Religare Broking is to stay light and avoid catching the fall. Knives. Let's take stock of some stocks that made all the news today on the Lal Street. Investors in Infibeam had a rather forgetful Friday. The stock ended over 70% lower amid heavy selling. The company's attempt to voluntarily clarify to the exchanges why there were no reasons for the stock to fall did not arrest the slide. Shares of JSW Steel ended 5% lower after rising in early trade as it replaced Lupin in the Nifty. Yes Bank was under pressure again, even as the lender assured investors of not hiding bad loans or manipulating stock price. Market debutant Ercon ended lower than its listing price of 422 rupees. The stock ended at 416 rupees 65 paise on the Bombay Stock Exchange, much lower than the issue price of 475 rupees. Shares of GAIL India and Gujarat State Petronet, that is GSPL, gained 3-7% in today Friday, but ended mixed. GAIL ended 0.5% higher, while GSPL fell over 3%. The stocks were in news after Petroleum and Natural Gas Regulatory Board, that is PNGRB, revised tariffs for key gas transportation pipelines. And finally, let's find out how the Lal Street equivalents from the rest of the world are doing. European stocks, which are still trading, were down as investors continue to keep an eye on political developments in Europe. The pan-European Stock 600 fell 0.25% shortly after the opening. Meanwhile, Asian markets, which have shut shop for the week, were largely positive. Japan's Nikkei 225 closed higher by 1.36% at 24,120.04, with most sectors advancing. Well, it's been a tough September. Hopefully, October will bring in better news. Meanwhile, Friday is here, which also means the weekend is here. We wish you a fantastic weekend. We'll, of course, see you first thing in the morning on Monday with the morning walk down the Lal Street and a few stocks for you to pick from. And there are also tons of other podcasts for you to listen from. Make sure you make this weekend a little bit educational as well, in addition to doing the things that you like doing best, which is perhaps sleeping. That is certainly true of my case. I'll see you on Monday with the morning walk down the Lal Street. Until then, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us. And do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.